been learning about al tivtecha bin divim v'na adam she'in yisushua, not trusting in man. Tisu yucha yashav lad masa, man is mortal, man is frail, b'yemoho avdu eshnoisav. On that day, all of his eshnoisav are lost. What are they? Two different approaches. The Ibn Ezra says eshnoisav is his thoughts. Pasuk says in Yoinu Lagis Ashes, seems to be his thoughts, his machshavas. But it goes a lot deeper. Avdu Eshnoisav, says the Rokeach, it's the thoughts of the one that trusted in the human being and the thoughts of the human being that was being trusted in. Meaning when Hashem takes away the spirit of the Nadiv, Hashem takes away the spirit of the one who is the benefactor, immediately all the thoughts, all the hopes, the dreams, the aspirations of one who's the beneficiary of that benefactor dissipate. You trust in a human being, realize that trust could be gone in a moment. Whether it's because he's dead, or whether it's because he changes his mind. Suddenly you're left with nothing. That's really what Rabbeinu Yonah says, Eshnoisav habiteach b'ben adam. All of your hopes and your dreams, if you trust in a human being, it's all over. Same thing with Shevet Sofer. Immediately, the person that you trust in could drop down dead. And then what are you going to trust in now? It's something we need to think about deeply, profoundly. What are we trusting in right now? In whom are we trusting right now? It's interesting. Rabbi Nachal says avdu eshnoisav. He doesn't say avdu bitchoinai, that his trust is lost. Because the whole point is we're meant to do everything we can to develop a profound sense of trust in Hashem. And yeah, suddenly when we realize we shouldn't be trusting in human beings at all, then we realize we have to have bitachon in Hashem. So the bitachon is still there, but it needs to be worked through when the human benefactor is no longer present, is no longer willing. Then we again work on our bitachon in Hashem. So dear, so prescient right now. Maybe. Placed a little bit too much trust in Boss of Adam. All we're ultimately left with is our bitachon in Hashem. That's what's going to get us through this. To go through it with our bitachon intact, but bitachon in Hashem.